They say that sex dreams are never about sex. Maybe it means I should exercise more. Yeah, that's probably it. I am definitely not lusting after my son. He's a fine young man, but a good mother wouldn't fantasize about her own son. That would be creepy and wrong. And speaking of the devil, or the fine young man, I notice my son walking into the kitchen. Hey, sweetie, want some pancakes? I do my best not to blush, as if anyone could even guess the real reason why I would be blushing anyway. But still, the sensation of my son on top of me, pushing his cock and balls deep into my hairy pussy, my own son's tongue down my throat, sent a rush of blood across my face. His thick, muscular thighs twitch under my hands. He's so sexy. And my hands are so close to his cock. I can see how big it is already. Mommy, that feels really good, he sighs. His eyes are trailing up and down my body, even though I'm fairly covered, but I've let my top open up a bit by leaning forward. His eyes dart to my breasts, and I see his cock move under his tight underwear. My son wants me too, but he's holding back, and I don't want him to. Mom, your hands feel amazing. Okay, sweetie, Mommy's going to get some oil. I'm going to pour some on my hands and rub it in. Mommy has an idea. Why don't we slide that gorgeous cock of yours between Mother's breasts? Would you like that? After all, it looks like my son needs some attention from his mommy. Let Mother move down and... Oh, God, you're so hard. It's so hot. How your big, thick dick fits perfectly between Mommy's tits as she rubs and moves up and down your body. He moans softly, and I can feel his veiny skin sliding against my breasts. Honey, why are you so tense? Mother just wants to help you relax. I know I'm your mom, but it's my duty to make sure you're as comfortable as possible. Now it's time to take control of him. I can't resist touching my son's big dick that's just perfectly sitting up, so nice and hard. Oh my, your cock is so red. I can't believe what we just did. Baby, Mommy's wanted you for so long, but it's just so wrong. I mean, mothers and sons shouldn't be doing this. But honey, it's just that Mommy has watched you for so long, seen the man you've become. There's no doubt you're the man of this house, and as the man of the house, you deserve a good woman to take care of your needs. It's a mother's responsibility to take care of her son, just like it's a wife's responsibility to take care of her man. Honey, let Mommy take care of you from now on. Let Mommy take care of your needs, all of your needs. Mommy needs a man in her life. Please be Mommy's man.